都有因为我们的那个小流程。
בעזרת השם, תורה ל"ז פרט ד', we talked about the charity of Eretz Israel, that when you support תלמידי חכמים that are learning Torah in Eretz Israel, it's like that you learn Torah in Eretz Israel, and not only that, just also like you learn Torah like a little child, that his breath doesn't contain no sin, that is all pure. Eretz Israel is something that we need to talk about, and I don't know how even to start to explain to you what I have in my heart on that, because Eretz Israel, this is the promise. Eretz Israel, this is the place. Eretz Israel, this is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to our ancestors, and nothing else. Because everything depends in Eretz Israel. Because if you're in Eretz Israel, so it's like that Hashem Yitbarach with you. Means Hashem Yitbarach is with you. And if you're not in Eretz Israel, so you're not. And today when the borders are open and everyone can come to Eretz Israel, so it's a huge question on everyone and why people are not coming to Eretz Israel. And the reason why people are not doing stuff is, it's not really a question, it's a very simple answer. They don't want to. If you want to do something, you do it. Even if it's very hard, you just do everything that you can do to accomplish that, to do that. And if you don't want, and if people doesn't want Eretz Israel, we're in a problem. If Jews, they don't care about Eretz Israel, they don't care about the promised land, so they care about other things, so it's a very problematic thing, and we don't have no interest of creating and waking up, no complaint, no kitruk, has shalom on Am Israel at all. Just we have to uproot it, so that status that we're at. So we need to understand the problem. Why people don't care about Eretz Israel? Not because that they don't want it. Means, 1 minute ago I said they don't want it, and now I contradict myself. No, they lost the will. Why a person lose his will? Because on Eretz Israel it's written that Eretz Israel was puking that nation that was sitting in it because of bad actions, because of bad behaviors, because of will to lust and desires, desires to things that are not pure. Because of that, Eretz Israel cannot stand the people. So now we're going to say that we are better than them, that Eretz Israel can stand us, and Eretz Israel cannot stand them. This is also for sure not right. So we need to understand. There is a concept that calls private supervision, Hashgacha Pratit, and that supervision is actually our ancestors, our grandparents, from all generations that are standing in heaven and praying on us. Or while they were here in the world, they were making Mesirut Nefesh in Avodat Hashem, that they bought, they purchased, they achieved huge things that opened, carved the way for their seed, for their children in the future to succeed, to have easier life, to have certain success. Like you can find yourself that you're generous, you can find yourself that it's easy for you to learn Gemara, you can find yourself that Parnasa, it's not such a big issue for you, and you haven't done something for that, you just received it from Hashem. It's, for you it's easy to sit and learn Gemara, for you it was easy to come to Eretz Israel. For someone else it looks so impossible, so difficult. Why? Because your grandparents, they were praying on you, they opened a certain path for you, and they gave you that merit. If you're going to check yourself inside, you're going to see that you don't have the merit to stay here in this place, to be here in Jerusalem, to live holy life of Torah, Kedusha. I'm not better than anyone else, so, but still you have that merit. You have that merit, maybe not because of your actions, maybe because of your ancestors. So it wakes us up to understand that we can bring that merit to our brothers and friends that are still in the exile, in the Galut also. Means that if we're going to pray on them, if we're really going to pray on them, the day we're going to wake up to see what they're losing every day, how every day that they're spending over there in New York, in Brooklyn, in Crown Heights, wherever you're going to stay, in the highest place of them all, it's like they haven't even started to serve Hashem. And it's not Chas Shalom, it's not a rebuke, it's from a real painful heart that feels the sorrow of the soul that are waking up to another morning over there in New York, in Miami, in Los Angeles, in New Jersey, in LA, in all of the imaginations, in Denver, Colorado. So you woke up for another day in Denver. What are you going to do with that day? What are you going to do? And people, they have a house over there. You're in prison. They're in prison. The reason that you're there is because you cannot see that you're in prison, that you're off track, that you're in the exile, that you're in Egypt. Now you feel comfortable in Egypt, or you're afraid to leave. But you have Eretz Israel that is open for you to come. And there is nothing really that can stop you. There is nothing that can stop you from coming to Eretz Israel. You have birthright, you can come to Eretz Israel, no one can stop you, you can make Aliyah today. You're afraid. From what you're afraid? Not to have Parnassah. Which kind of Parnassah you think we have here? We have the same Parnassah like you're going to have. This is something that we have to talk to all of our friends, to all of our families. We have to convince them to understand that. And if you see that they cannot listen, you have to pray on them that they're going to hear it, that their eyes and ears are going to be open, that they're going to have a place in their hearts to contain it, to understand it. If we are sitting here in Eretz Israel, so we're like Noach. Noach, Ish Tzadik, Tamim, Haya B'Dorotav. Wonderful, you're like Noach. You're righteous, you're simple. But you cannot compare you to Avraham Avinu. Cannot even compare you to Avraham Avinu. Like that amazing last shiur that he heard from Rav Shalom last Wednesday. Avraham Avinu, this is that one that the Torah is testifying on him. That Hashem is saying, I know that you're going to go and going to command your seed. You're going to command your children. You're going to tell them. You're going to teach them. You're going to distribute the light of the Torah. This is why I inherit to you the land. Hashem is giving the land to someone that's going to care about his brothers. To someone that will not going to care. He will not going to give the land. This is why we're 50-50. This is why also us that we're here, you can see that you're not holding it, that it's not yours. Even the police, even the state, even Medinat Israel, they're not living their life according to rules of Torah. So it's not in our hands. We cannot decide what to do with Harabait. We cannot decide what to do with east of Jerusalem. We cannot decide. We cannot. It's not in our hands. Even that we're here. So we do have certain grab here. We are here. We can pray here. We can learn here. We can do it with the Duyot here. We can go to righteous people, to Kivrat Tzadikim, graves of righteous. Have a lot to do. A lot of wonderful things. We can enjoy Eretz Israel. You know, I cannot say I have it. The only way that we're going to say we have it, it's when all of us are going to be here. All of us that are supposed to be here. And for that, we have to fight. Each and every one of us that are here. Because if you never tasted a melon, you cannot share that experience with someone to tell him, hey, you have to taste it. He will never going to buy it. He will never going to believe you. But if you tasted it, if you were here in Eretz Israel and you live here and you breathe the air and you feel that it's different. The air of Jerusalem, everyone that lives in Jerusalem knows that there is a different air. Even inside the bus of Eged that goes to Tel Aviv, in the bus, it's all closed, only air condition, and 50 people surround you, and you feel that you went out from Jerusalem. You can feel it, you can taste it, you can smell it, you can feel it. So you can share it. So you can tell about it. That Avira de Eretz Israel machkima, that the air in Eretz Israel makes you wiser. How you can feel it. You just close your eyes and you breathe. If you breathe here in Eretz Israel, means you let yourself breathe, you relax a little bit, and you're not just running to catch the light train. You stop, you breathe, you relax. In the time of your limud, you breathe. In the time of the prayer, you pray and you breathe. In the time of the itbodedut, your private conversation with Hashem, you stop and you breathe.
you can feel that Hashem is giving you life, reviving you in a different way that you never experienced in nowhere else in the world. It's not exist over there. Different sky, different land, different people, different souls, different experience, different private supervision. Here, when a person is sinning, immediately he's been rebuked from heaven. Immediately, on the spot, you make a mistake, immediately you can see it in your Shalom Bayit, immediately you can see it in your life, you can see it in your panas. Immediately. Why? Because you're sinning in front of the Kisa Kavod, crown of honor,
throne of honor.
In front of him, like I told you. If you steal an apple from the supermarket, it's not going to be so bad like if you're going to steal the same apple from the king's plate. Here it's in front of Hashem. Here it's in front of the throne of honor. When you look at the sky here in Eretz Israel, in Jerusalem, what did you see above you? It's the throne of honor. This is what you can see. Oh, you cannot recognize, you're not understanding. But this is what the Torah is saying to us. This is the truth. Hard for you to see, you cannot understand it. Alright, work on yourself, clean yourself, breathe, pray, develop your awareness, your sensitivity, remove husks and desires from you, and you're going to sense some more, and you're going to feel some more, and then you're going to be able to see things. You're going to be able really to understand things. My son was talking to me about Ruach HaKodesh, and he asked me, who is receiving Ruach HaKodesh, Divine Spirit? So I told him, if you work for a rich person and you're loyal, so he's going to pay you more. And if you're working for Hashem Yitzbarach and you're loyal, so he's going to give you more. He's going to give you what that you need, physically and spiritually. And you can reach the peak, you can reach the heights, you can reach things that the human being cannot understand. And I'm begging that all of you really understand. Every one of us are the same. Every one of us, we're the same. We're exactly the same. We are exactly the same. We have a soul inside, and that soul is in prison, and this is it. So your prison is in Jerusalem, and his prison is in Tel Aviv, and his prison is in the south, and his prison is... We're all the same. The soul is divine. It's part of God. And God is infinity. He's endless. He's got all of the powers. And you have Neshama Elokit, divine soul. So... stop telling stories on why it's hard for you. The only reason that it's hard for you is because you're not opening. You're not opening, you don't let your soul speak. You don't do enough itbodeduyot, you don't pray enough. You not let yourself express your soul. Nafshi yatz'ah bedaberot, the soul reveal itself when you talk. When you talk to the Creator, this is how you connect yourself to Him. This is how you develop awareness to who you are inside. Who is your spiritual being? Who is your soul? Who are you? You don't know who you are. You don't know. A friend of us, he wanted to do conversion, he wanted to do Giyur. He went to a lot of rabbis, he and his wife. They went to rabbis, everyone told him, alright, let's start the Giyur process. Certain rabbi looked at his wife, it's a huge tzaddik. He told her, you're Jewish, you don't need to do no conversion. You're Jewish. And they checked everything, and he was right. She was Jewish. You can see. And you don't know who you are. You don't know. You can live your life like a goy. There was a person here that came a few months ago. I asked him, are you Jewish? You're not Jewish? He said, I'm not Jewish. I told him, how do you know? He said, actually, you're right. I don't know. You don't know. The fact that your mother lives like a Christian woman, it doesn't mean that you're Christian. Maybe she's also Jewish. Maybe her mother decided that she's going to hide her Judaism because of the decrees, because of the Holocaust, and this is it. And she declared that she's Christian, but actually she's Jewish. And she's Jewish, and your mother, she's Jewish, and all of your brothers are Jewish, and all of your uncles are Jewish, and you're all Jewish, and you don't know nothing. It doesn't make you to be now a Jew physically by the rules of the state, by the rule of the Rabbanut. It doesn't. But your soul is screaming from inside, I want Hashem, I want Hashem, I want to learn Torah, I want to do Tshuva, I want to pray. Man, you're Jewish. What to do? What can you do? This is who that you are inside. And if you find yourself that you're Jewish and you don't have that will inside, and you don't ask yourself, where is Hashem? And you don't tell yourself, I want to learn Torah. So it means that you need to let your soul express itself, and that your body is in control now. So you need to break your body. And if you're not going to do it, so Hashem is going to help you with it. Don't worry. Guf kasher, pachad shavro, a thick body, fear is going to break it. Hashem puts you in stress, in fears, in anxieties, what I'm going to do with my parnasah, shalom bayit, all of the time. His wife, she's chasing him, blaming him, fighting with him. I'm going to divorce you, I'm going to take the children, I'm moving back, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And he wakes up to do tshuva and he's looking for Hashem itbarach. But it's all good. It's good. If you woke up finally, it's better that a person is going to do tshuva in the last day of his life. And you can ever imagine the level that a man reached when he's doing tshuva. And you cannot compare between two people. You're going to say that person was learning Torah. He was doing tshuva when he was young, when he was 20. He already jumped into the yeshiva. He sits and he learns in Mesirut Nefesh. And he will never going to reach that level of honesty, of sincerity, of truth, of open heart, broken heart, of that person that jumped into the yeshiva when he was 70 and saw that he lost all of his life and that he was wasting his life. And what he gonna do to go to Lashlim to complete, fulfill all of the years that he lost, and his tshuva gonna come from such an honest place that everything gonna be open to him, and he can achieve things in a day that you cannot achieve with years of learning Mara. Why Bar Olam gave us all of Torah and Mitzvot that we're gonna know him? Begin the Ishtemodein, let the Zohar Kadosh is saying that we're gonna know him. So now you have rules of Torah, obligations, mitzvot, things that you should do, things you're not allowed to do. Wonderful. All of that for what? That you're going to know him. So if you know him in a car accident, if Hashem was so kind to drag you in a certain roller coaster to wake you up, that today you're going to know him completely. So what do we care? Can I understand your level that you hold? If today really you recognize and you saw Hashem is everything, there is nothing except of Hashem, you reach the highest place in the world. This is it. You're in the purpose. So what do I care what you went through, what you haven't went through? Why do you care? If the goal is to find Hashem Yitbarach, so look for him. When? Now! In the present! Now! This is why I chase after yourself and blame yourself and fight with yourself. I was doing this, I was doing wrong, I'm not this, I'm not that. It's all nonsense. You want to be with Hashem? Be with him. When? In the present. Hashem is Havaya Baruch Hu, he's in the present. Hashem exists now. For Hashem, everything is eternal. Hashem doesn't have a past and future. Hashem, all of the past that for us is the past, it still exists for Hashem Yitbarach in the present. When Avraham Avinu was sacrificing Yitzchak, for Hashem Yitbarach, that moment exists now in the present. It hasn't passed. Hashem doesn't live under that rule of time. Hashem is beyond time. So every time you connect yourself to in the present, to the present of Hashem Yitbarach's Havaya, to the fact that Hashem Yitbarach is here, you're in infinity, you're with Hashem. This is it, you're going to live that life forever. If you live the faith that Hashem Yitbarach is with you, you're going to live that faith forever. Rabbeinu is saying to us that in the resurrection of the dead, only the humility of the person is going to wake up. Means if you were humble only in your smallest finger, only that smallest finger is going to wake up. But and all of your arrogance will not going to wake up in the resurrection of the dead. But if you were a complete humble person, all of you... So there's going to be a person that only his leg woke up, someone else that also his head going to wake up. And it's going to be... This is why we can understand the lifetimes, because that question I've been asked a lot of times. If a person had so many lifetimes, so who gonna wake up? Is it me gonna wake up, or if it was me when I was a pirate that's gonna wake up? So who is that one that's gonna wake up? So his head gonna wake, maybe the eye of the pirate, the eye gonna wake up, the pirate's eye gonna wake up in that lifetime, and your leg and his hand and that, and through all of that, and it's gonna be completed. Then you're going to realize why you had to suffer with that wife, and why you had to suffer with no parnasa, and why you had to... Because one time we needed to wake up your wallet, and one time we needed to wake up your legs, and one time we needed to wake up your ears, and one time we had to wake up your eyes. So you were not completed. So in every lifetime you completed few parts of you. And this is it. So... this is for that simple faith of knowing that it's all for the good, that everything that Hashem is doing with us is all good and all perfect. And if you live like that, you live eternal life. You live eternal life. You live forever. And a person that lives the faith like that, he doesn't have nature in his life. He doesn't have to ask for money from people. He doesn't have to, because he knows, he feels that Hashem Yitzvah is with him. So you can ask from Hashem whatever, and Hashem is going to answer to you on whatever. And if you don't believe in that, so you don't leave Hashem Yitzvah's present in the present. You just don't. If you feel that you can pray to Hashem and maybe He will not going to answer, it means that you're praying to the wall, you're praying to your imaginations, you're not praying to the Creator. The Creator. I remember myself once doing it Bodedut in the tzion of Rabbi Dozev Levovich, and I was doing it Bodedut, and I'm talking to Hashem Yitbarach, Baruch Hashem, and I'm saying the Creator, the Habore, I'm saying the word Habore, the Creator. And then I my hands just fly in the air. I said to myself, you're talking to the Creator, to the Creator. He created heaven and earth and everything that goes on here. He's doing everything now. And I Hashem helped me to wake up to see where am I standing. Really, you are standing in front of the Creator. And He is waiting for your prayers. And you're going to be answered if you're just going to talk to Him from point of truth. And if you're going to keep on lying to yourself from any reason, from many reasons, so He will not going to be able to answer you because you're going to keep on lying to yourself. He has to bring you to that situation that you're going to drop all of your lies, that you're going to be connected to Him. Because if always you're important, so you will never going to reach eternity. Always you're important and always you're afraid. It's a mitzvah midoraita, lo taguru mipnei ish. You're not allowed to be afraid of no one. You're not allowed to be afraid of no one. Of no situation. In no situation, you're not allowed to be afraid. I told that story that I told you last week, if you remember, it's been a week already. On that person that had Zera Lebatala, that he had Zera Lebatala, and he saw that it was amazing supervision from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he opened the book of Likutei Moran, and he saw over there that it's written that Hashem is proud at him. Even that he made a sin, Avera, but his will, and realized what the Rav Shalom said, that they're judging the person according to the will, and not according to his actions. I told that story to Rav. I told that story to Arav. I wanted to hear what Arav Shalom got to say on that. He said, this is exactly what that I'm saying to you all of the time. Means, just now you got it. Just now, only today you understood. Hashem Yitbarach is looking on your will, and this is the only thing that counts. And the reason that your body is not listening to you, is not functioning, is because that the body is thick, is heavy, is tired. The body used to certain habits, bad attributes, bad habits, patterns that you're stuck in them, and it takes time to train a horse to be trained. It takes a while. So now you need to train your horse, your body, to be trained. What's the difference between your body to a horse body? Nothing. Nothing. It's an animal. This is it. It's an animal. You saw animals look like us, and they're doing worse than all kinds of other animals. It's an animal. It's a predator. It's capable to do the worst of all of the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This body. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying that the contamination of the snake, the Zohamat HaNachash, it's the body. This is it. It's the body. So this is the contamination of the snake. This is the poison of the snake, of the ancient snake, the Nachash HaKadmoni. You want to see your devil? You want to see your fears, your anxieties? Look at the mirror. This is your devil. This is your Yetzer Hara. This is your Malach HaMavet. This is what that kills you. This is... Look at the mirror. This is you. This is your Yetzirah. This is the prison of your soul. This is why you have to ignore your body and not to eat so much and not to sleep so much and to break your body, to wake up Chatzot and to wake up to pray Nes. And this is why we're training the body all of the time, because we have to control our own bodies. And if the body is going to control the soul, so this is it. You're going to use the battery until it's going to die. And this is it. And it died. You will not going to have the wisdom to go to charge. You will not going to have that wisdom. This is why you need to charge yourself. And where you can charge? You can charge only in place of water, in place of light, only in place of holiness, of Kedusha, in the Beit Midrash, to hear another lesson, in a conversation between friends, to ask their opinion on something in your life, to share, to talk. In the Bodedut, that you go and you talk to the Creator, and you tell, and you share, and you ask, and you beg. when you go to a tzaddikim that they're giving you words of chizuk, strengthening you with their amazing advice and blessing you and opening the way for you, and you go and you revive yourself and you bring back energy into your battery, and your soul can illuminate, and you can function more, you can choose more, you have more power of free choice to choose, to decide what you're going to do tomorrow, because you have more battery, you can choose more. But if you're not charging yourself, if you don't have that, it's what to do. So every day you're weaker and weaker and weaker. You're just going down. This is it. And how we're connecting all of that to Eretz Israel, because only the promise that we have is only in Eretz Israel. All of the promises, the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to give you. All of the simple promises that we have in Kriyat Shema, that Hashem Yitbarach is saying to us. If you're going to listen to me, I'm going to give you this and that and parnasa and everything that you need. I'm going to give you all of your needs. It's only here. It's only ba'aretz asher ar'eka, in the land that I'm going to show to you. It's only going to be in Eretz Israel. And the only reason that people still have things over there is because they haven't completed their tikkun. It's because they are receiving things that they're not supposed to receive. They're eating from the reward that waits for them in the world to come. Because they cannot receive. They cannot receive because they're not a vessel to receive. Because they're still gerim be'eretz Mitzrayim. They're still foreign. They're still in foreign land. They cannot charge. They're not here. They're not in their sources. They're not in their houses, in their homes. It's Hashem talking, not me. Sorry. We're connecting the parashah. He said we're connecting Noach and the parashah of Lech Lecha. This is it. I once had a chidush when I read the Tikkun HaKlali. It's written, Lecha eten et Eretz Kenan. To you I'm going to give Eretz Kenan. And I said, to who Hashem going to give the Eretz? To the one that he is Kanaan, that he is surrendering all of the time. Nichna. Kanaan. The one that is Nichna. I surrender. And also, in the Eshet Chayil, we're saying, Chagor Natna La Kanaani. That the holiness, the wife can help you with holiness, with Kedusha, like it's written, Chagor Charbecha Al Yarech Gibor, the Gibor, the hero, the one that is strong, that he controls his Yetzer Hara. She gives it, the wife, she helps you with Kedusha, because a man cannot develop alone in Kedusha matters. If the house is not climbing and just he is in his imagination, that he becomes to be holier and holier, so can forget it. It's only that the house is getting holier and holier. So that she's going to help you with that process, it's Chagor Natna La Kna'ani. She gives you if you surrender. Only when you can surrender, only when you have faith. Only when you have simple faith that it's all Hashem, you can surrender. To human beings, you cannot surrender. And even if you surrender to people, you hate yourself for that. In the end, you're going to revenge, you're going to hate, you're going to break it. You cannot really surrender yourself to people. The only surrender that a man can have is when you have a complete faith in Hashem Yitbarach, that his wife is Hashem Yitbarach, that his rabbi is Hashem Yitbarach, that his friends are Hashem Yitbarach. Now he can surrender. Because you can surrender yourself, it's your nature to surrender yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. It's good, it's healthy, you can live. But if you've been forced to surrender yourself to people, so Hashem Yitbarach, he doesn't like it when a man is a slave. And he made a master to himself, so he cannot come even in the baregel, he cannot come to sacrifice in the holy days. He's a slave. You brought yourself a master to be a master, even though that you have a master already. So you're Eved Avadim. You're a slave of slaves. So that person cannot bring sacrifices in the holy days. So you see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not accepting your sacrifices when you're a slave of people. You cannot give, you cannot bring back to Hashem, you cannot say thank you to Hashem Yitbarach when you're a slave of people. A slave of people is someone that works for someone else. If your parnasa depends on someone, so you cannot say thank you to Hashem Yitbarach, if still. It doesn't mean that you need to litpater, to drop the job,
to quit.
It means that you need to come to that place. One of the, I don't remember who, one of the rabbis said that we're saying, asking from Hashem not to receive matnot basar vadam, gifts from flesh and bones, from people. But actually, even in the end, if you're the most righteous person in the world, in the end, the panasa is coming from people. Here, so came a donor and put 1 million shekels on your table. Or so what? But it's still, it's a person, someone. The money is running between the hands of people. So how you explain that request that we're asking at all, not to lekabel matnot basar vadam? You're gonna, in the end, you're gonna. Even the King David was receiving from the nation, from the people. So it had to come through people in the end. So he answered that actually we're asking for the faith, that I will not gonna look at people, that I will not gonna have that desire to receive from people, that my prayers, that my thoughts about parnasah are going to be connected only to Hashem. It means that even if someone is offering to you, if someone is giving to you, you see only Hashem. You will never going to flatter him. You will never going to be more polite than you would be to someone else. You would never, never stand in that place that you wish to receive from a human being, from a person. This is it. I saw Rav a lot of times talking to rich people that can buy Jerusalem if they want. And he doesn't care, he cares about the soul. He sits with him for 2 hours and sits and talk. You want to hear a miracle with Rav Shalom? Someone told me in Shabbos there was a person that was blamed. That person is a criminal here in Eretz Yisrael, a very famous criminal, a gangster. And he is also somehow related to Rav Shalom. He knows Rav Shalom through one of the helpers, and he and two of his partners had a trial on murder case, and he was very scared because he felt like this is it, going to throw them into life sentence.
Yeah.
And he didn't know what to do, and he called that helper and asked him, can he speak with Rav Shalom? He told him, yes, of course. And he spoke with the Rav and told him, Rav, I have this trial and we're scared if Rav can pray this and that. And this is it, finish the conversation. After a few days, he called that helper again and told him, listen, I see no chance. We tried to come up with a deal with the state, and they said that they're not accepting no deal with us. And he said to him, even if they're going to tell us 15 years, 20 years, I'm signing. He saw that they're in forever. This is it, for good. For Hakol Letovah. For it's all for the good. And he didn't know what to do. And that helper is a good friend of him. And he said, look, I'll try to see. He told him, you have to convince Harav to come to court. Harav have to be there. Told him, look, I'm not sure that Arab will want to come, that Arab can come, and a lot of cameras, and you know, and television, and it's a famous issue. So he told him, all right, ask Arab. So he told him, no, I'm going to hand the phone to you, you're going to talk to Arab, and you're going to ask Arab. I'll pray on you that Arab is going to say all right. So he talked to Arab again, and Arab told him, I want you, please Arab, to come. I'm begging Arab, I cannot make it without you, please come. So Arab told that helper while he's in the phone, he told him, he wants me to come to the court, what to do? So he told him, Arab, I don't know, it's your decision. So he said, all right, so call him and we'll be in touch and we'll see if possible. And this is it, I hang up the phone. In the day, in the morning of court, Arab sent a text to that helper and told him, I'm going to now in the morning to the tune of Rabbi Zev Lerovich. I'm going to be for the dude over there. Pick me up. Don't tell no one that we're going to court. And this is it. And then bring me back home. So he called Arab immediately and told him, Arab, listen, I have to be honest with you. It's going to be from all television channels over there, all of newspapers, everyone, and all of the big criminals going to be there. And it's going to be a balagan, a big mess over there, Rav. You sure you want to come? I told him, don't worry. We're going to enter in quiet. No one's going to see us. We're going to go. We're going to live in quiet. Everything's going to be good. I said, all right, if you say so. He went out, he picked Arab, he took a rab. A rab was praying in the car. They came over there. They just entered into that courthouse. Enter. He said the elevator been opened for them. They enter. It was all empty. Just went in. The elevator took them to the floor. He pushed them, went up to the floor. Enter. Immediately when they entered into the hall of the court, they were standing on the side in a quiet place. They just walked to the side. Immediately they said, Zikui male, free from all guilt, nothing, exempt from all. Just entered into the middle of the discussion, the judge just said, Zikui male, totally clean, haven't done nothing. To all of those three partners. He went to the side, Arav, he sat in a certain place, people came to him, all of those people came to him, kissed his hands and talking to him and receiving brachot. None of the camera people, of the photographers, no one is looking at them, nothing. No one saw them. That helper told me, I cannot understand how it happened. He said it's a bigger miracle than the fact that he helped that guy, for sure. The fact that we entered in, he said, hundreds of people, of photographers, journalists. He said, all of the place was full, and everyone was so surprised and so shocked that that case fell, and like nothing happened. They went out. That person called Arav, told him, Arav, you're the only reason that we've been set free, mamash. And you see, the tzaddikim got that power to see the soul. The tzaddikim are not doing something chassalom against the will of Hashem. You say criminal, everyone thinks to themselves, he did murder, you don't know, yes, you suspect him immediately. You should know, Hashem Yitbarach, he knows what he's doing. And tzaddikim are looking for the will of Hashem Yitbarach. Like the Mishnah is saying, Gavra katil katal, if you kill the person, you kill the dead man. You don't know. It could be that that person killed someone, but you don't know who he killed. Maybe it's a lot better that he killed him then that person would go around. We don't know nothing, so drop all of our thoughts and concentrating in the tachlis. The tachlit is to know righteous people, they know what they're doing. Again, we're coming to that place of Eretz Israel to understand. In Eretz Israel, it's a vessel that can contain the blessing. The blessing is in Eretz Israel. And all of our Israel have to come to Eretz Israel. And we have that job to reveal it to the world, to open it to the world, to invite people to come to Eretz Israel for a week, for a month, to taste, to walk to the Western Wall, Kotel HaMaravi, to Graves of Tzaddikim, to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to walk with them, to see, to come to wonderful yeshiva, to spend time in Eretz Israel. They already, the taste, one of the helpers of Rav told him, and it's the same aspect, it's what I wanted to say on Eretz Israel, that the Rav Barzilai, he's one of the helpers of Rav Shalom in classes, he's going a lot of times with the Rav, and one time the Rav saw that helpers are pushing away, rejecting people that are trying to approach, to come to a Rav, to speak with the Rav. So Rav called him to Chaim Barzilai and told him, listen Chaim, if you want to do me a favor, make sure that every one of the people that wants to meet with me is going to meet me. Because everyone that's going to talk to me, in the end, you're going to do a complete shuvah. This is it. This is the secret. The advice that Yitro gave to Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong. Yitro said to Moshe Rabbeinu that it's too much for him, that it's a burden, that he's going to be tired. What you're going to do in a few years? You're going to be older, you're going to be weaker. It's all wrong. It's better that they're going to wait for 10 years to meet with a Rav, to meet with the Tzaddik, to meet with Moshe Rabbeinu, than to speak with someone else that is just doesn't have it. When you connect yourself to the righteous man, you can receive from him things that you will never, never, ever going to receive from his helpers, from no one else, not from his students, not from no one. He's the righteous man of the generation. He's got that power. I'm not saying on a Rav, I'm talking about Rabbeinu. You cannot connect yourself to Rabbeinu if you don't have the connection to Arav. And in every level that it goes down, so it goes down. But it's very powerful still, so you can achieve a lot. Rav Shalom, it's not Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev. Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev, it's Rabbi Nachman Mbreslev. But you don't have him. Where is he? In the books? Okay. In the Tzion? Also okay. You need someone that can explain to you. So you need to connect yourself to the source as much as you can. As much as you can. As much as you can. And not to be satisfied with something else. Oh no, but that rabbi is also kosher, but that rabbi is also nice. He is nice. No one said that he's not kosher. But he cannot bring you to want Hashem. You need to find someone that's going to push you to want Hashem. Someone that's going to give you powers to serve Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh, to pray, to do tshuva, to confess, to connect yourself to your real soul, to who that you are inside. If you found him, you're not allowed to drop him. If you haven't found him, you need to find and to work on that and to seek for him until you're going to reach him. Thank you.